I'm outside the New York Immigration Court in downtown Manhattan, and recording isn't allowed inside the courtroom, but I spent the morning observing some of the deportation hearings. There's a constant stream of children coming before a judge, often 30 cases a day. The courtrooms themselves are small and formal and intimidating, and the children look very nervous. They're often alone, they don't speak English, and they answer questions quietly through a translator. This year, more than ever have made the dangerous crossing alone, but the numbers have been steadily rising over the last couple of years. 17-year-old Edwin Lopez came from Guatemala 2 years ago.
No necesariamente, bueno.
My parents and my siblings live in Guatemala, and one of the greater motivations for coming was money-oriented. Back in Guatemala, we lived in poverty, and at least here I have the opportunity to move ahead and like be a better person in life and hopefully be able to help my family back home as well.
When Edwin reached Texas, he was hungry and exhausted, and he turned himself into the immigration authorities. They sent him to New York to stay with his uncles and cousins. It wasn't long before he found himself before a judge.
The first time I went to court, I was confused, I was really nervous, I was scared. I had lots and lots of questions. I felt like, what were people going to say to me? What was I going to say? What were they going to ask me? Were they going to judge me?
The children don't have an automatic right to a lawyer, and many of them face a judge for the first time without an attorney by their side. At the court, by far the busiest room I visited was a large ceremonial courtroom, which was being used by lawyers to screen the children. And this is to establish what their case is and to try and find an attorney to represent them in court. But there's a huge shortage of lawyers for the vast number of children who need one. One of those lawyers is Maureen Shad, a pro bono attorney from a law firm called Chadbourne Park.
The numbers are unprecedented. This past year, starting in January, the numbers have risen so exponentially that really what it means is that lawyers, advocates, pro bono attorneys, community members who have long been committed to this are completely stretched to the limit.
The sheer speed of the deportation process is also causing problems. The court has been mandated by the federal government to hear the cases quickly and has given them priority. It's called a surge docket. Some lawyers call it a rocket docket because it moves so fast.
He is, he or her is 12 years old. 10, 9, we've seen little respondents there.
In the conference room of a Manhattan law firm, about 30 lawyers are listening to speakers from the Safe Passage Project, a group that's training lawyers representing migrant children. Lenny Benson, the director, says she has 150 cases which need a lawyer immediately. The speed at which these cases are moving puts pressure on lawyers, and she believes the source of that pressure is political.
We heard it in Congress. There was a great deal of criticism in Congress this summer that a child who was apprehended at the border, taken into custody, and then put into removal could, quote, buy years of time. I think that was an exaggeration. While I don't like the fast speed at which we're going, I want to show that the legal community can likewise respond to break the criticism of the naysayers.
Having a lawyer makes a difference. Many of the children are eligible for asylum, and statistics show that 50% of those who have an attorney manage to get legal status and to stay in the U.S. And the New York mayor's office has also stepped in to help.
This is where the rubber hits the road, so to speak, in terms of immigration. And so if we can show not only that we can be responsive and that we can be pro-immigrant, and the sky doesn't fall, quite the contrary, New York City's thriving, we hope that's a message that then pushes up to the federal level and really shows a different way and a different direction for immigration policy to go nationally as well.
Nisha Agrawal is Immigration Commissioner for New York City. She says a task force has been set up to help coordinate services like health and education for migrant children who are often traumatized by their journey.
I think many of these children actually will likely have some claim to relief to stay in the United States and will likely stay in New York City. We want to support a population that we actually don't see as being transient. They are now New York kids and will likely remain. And we just want to make sure folks know that we're here, we're available, our agencies are meant to be open regardless of language, regardless of immigration status, and this is just one way in which we can communicate that.
Y dime cuándo.
And New York City has certainly been supportive of Edwin Lopez. With legal help from Safe Passage, he's gained breathing space to pursue his love of music. He says he wants to make it as a singer here in New York. But right now, his case is still winding its way through the courts, which means, for now at least, that his future in America remains uncertain.